thing for you, Brady Clark.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're a little bit cool.
Yeah.
You were on the sidelines quite a bit here in the second half, weren't you?
Yeah, I was getting cold.
Yeah. Well, this was all workmanlike. Yeah, thanks, Tinge. We got to get the young men in here. We don't want me in there. There you go. I talked about all year workmanlike. You guys have done what you wanted to do because you've made the plays and done the right things. You actually, what we figured out ourselves here, you're the highest scoring Kewaunee team
really
ever for 9 games per game.
Really?
You defeated your first team you played on. That was the number one.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you've surpassed that with the 50 points tonight. So congratulations.
Thank you.
What thoughts do you take from this game?
Well, we knew. We'd seen their score against BV last week, so we knew we wanted to get done before halftime so we could rest up for the playoffs next week. And we did, but we just did what we usually do. Just came out, pound the ball, and then hit them over the top of the pass.
You have set the record for points yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of cool?
Yeah, that's awesome, yeah.
You know how long that record stood?
A long time. I heard them on the during the game, yeah.
Yep. Well, here it is. And this is courtesy of Jerry Salisbury once again. Nils Fuglsang had it 1916.
Yeah.
Is that a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
A long time ago.
You got 240, so you've got the record by 28 points. I don't think it's anything that's going to be broken pretty quick.
Yeah.
You ready for football next week?
I am. I love playoff football, especially for my sophomore year. It's crazy.
Sounds good. Well, we're looking forward to – yeah, that was the field goal to win the game at the end. So
yeah.
We're looking forward to watching you guys next weekend. It should be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for coming up and joining us. Congratulations, senior.
Yeah.
Brady Clark.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Our pleasure. Brady Clark, thank you very much. Trey Amos is going to be joining us now. Trey.
How's it going?
Good. How are you, man?
I'm doing all right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
A victory once again. I saw you make a couple of nice plays. That quarterback was good.
Yeah, he was quick.
He was quick. He got rid of the ball in a hurry. Kevin Stanislaw, 6'3", 205. It's hard. He had a rocket for an arm. He got the ball out there in a hurry. What did you do as a defensive back to make sure that you were able to go ahead and make it unsuccessful for him to score any points?
Majority of the game, we just stayed on our guys and did what we had to do as a team.
Mm-hmm.
So he couldn't really throw very much, so it really forced them to run.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all we really did in just our game.
Yeah, and by the way, that's the fourth shutout you guys have had this year. Did you know that?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Four shutouts. You got to feel pretty good about that, too.
That is pretty good.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Hey, you want to say hi to anybody?
Just everybody that came out to support us tonight. I appreciate it, and see them next week.
Sounds good. We're going to have a lot of fun next week, aren't we?
I hope so.
There you go. Okay. Ray Amos of the Boilermakers, and we'll have somebody else come up here next. Thanks for joining us. And Peyton Bender, I think, is the name. Is that correct in saying that, Peyton?
Yes.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So you play a lot. Ooh, those are got stickum on them, doesn't it? Man, there was a guy we watched when I was a kid. His name was Fred Blitnikoff, and that guy could catch about everything. But whenever you watched him back there getting ready to go out, he had this sticky stuff just oozing off his fingers. You ever seen that?
Yeah.
It was hilarious. But that, he was excellent. He's in the Hall of Fame, by the way, in the NFL. But okay, you played a lot.
Yeah.
You had a good time.
Yeah.
Okay. You're senior. This is your last season. You're going to be playing again coming up this next weekend. What are your thoughts after that performance that you guys had tonight?
We did great. All I know is that I'm looking forward to next week, and we're going to put all that hard work in for next Friday night. And yeah.
Sounds like a fun time for you. Mm-hmm. You have anybody you want to say hi to?
Like Trey said, thank you to everybody that came out to support us to get the dub, you know. Where's the scoreboard at? Oh, over there.
Boy, that's kind of nice to see, isn't it? 50-0. Wow. Again, that quarterback was good. Not a lot of help, unfortunately, for him around, but I thought that they played very good football for the most part. Well, good luck. We'll see you hopefully next week. We have another real good performance, and we'll have another opportunity to talk to all the guys, okay?
Yep.
Okay, Peyton Bender, thank you for joining us, Peyton. Appreciate it. Okay, joining us now is going to be Jackson Hawkins. Jackson, the wrestler. Jackson, the football player. Jackson, the running back.
Yep.
Timeout. Wait. Running back?
Yep. Greatest experience of my life right there.
You like that?
Yeah, it was awesome.
How many yards did you get?
Three, maybe four. I'm gonna say four.
Oh boy, were you afraid? What were you? No.
I didn't know how to do the hand. I don't know how to get a handoff.
Yeah.
So I was a little nervous about that, but.
No. So when you're running with a football, you don't want to lose. Do you both arms on it? Is that what you do?
I don't know what I'd ask. Held and ran.
Okay.
No, we haven't never practiced that before, but. Good.
Your team played well, both the Lions, both offensively and defensively, of which you are a part of.
Yep.
What was your mindset coming into this game?
We just had to be physical and get our blocks done, and that's what we did.
And when you're taught by your coach, you stay with your block all the way?
Yep.
Okay. And how do you go about doing that without holding?
You just have to, you know, you probably hold a little bit, but you just don't do it flagrantly, and it normally doesn't get called.
That's the way to do it.
Yep.
Anybody you want to say hi to?
I also say hi to my mom and dad.
Say their names.
Amy and Luke.
Okay.
They're awesome. And my sister, Emmy.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Senior.
Yep.
Good job.
Thank you.
Okay. And we got one more person to talk to up here. Cruz Paredes. We've talked to you before in the past, I think. Senior.
Yes.
Seniors. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
You had a good night tonight again, and your team played well. And you played well also. I noticed you ran really hard, especially in the first and second downs when you guys got that first touchdown.
Yes.
Yeah, so you worked really hard to carry the business. What were your what did your coaches tell you about this team that you're playing? You know they were undermanned, obviously.
Oh yeah.
But tell us what your coaches told you about them.
They told us that we're not going to travel here 2.5 hours here to just get blown out. So we knew that they were going to come out and try and do whatever they could to stop us, and that's what they tried to do. We were just able to stop them.
You have plays specifically called for you. You're very quick. Yes. You've got a bruiser, and I'm sorry, I'm not saying you're not a bruiser, but Duarte is a bruiser. I mean,
yes.
He's a big guy.
Oh, yeah.
And but you are more of a slasher, and you get into that second level considerable amount of times. When you're able to do that, does that give you a real, like, not butterflies, but just, what is that feeling like?
It's like an adrenaline rush, just getting right through the line and then being able to see, like, the backs, and I'm just like, I'm right there.
Oh,
yeah.
That's fun to do. Well, who do you want to say hi to?
My mom and dad. And
names?
Rachel and Alfonso and Luis.
Okay, good. Right. Any last thoughts before we let you go?
No, just thank you everyone for coming out.
Yeah, we sure appreciate it. And thank you for taking the time to come up and talk to us.
Oh, the most definitely.
Okay, great. Cruz Paredes of the Q&A Boilermakers, another senior, and good to have you here. Congratulations to you and Jackson Hawkins for staying up here and talking to us. We appreciate it. And we'll have Jeremy Peart with one or two last things, and then I'm going to go ahead and do our folks that have been so involved in keep bringing you these games, obviously. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Yeah, well, it's great to hear from the seniors. They're all having fun, and they deserve it. Record-setting team, record-setting players, and historic. They've, you know, you kind of want to, you hope that they realize that, they will be down in the history of Kewaunee High School now for the things that they've done. But they have a chance. There's never been a state champion football team from Kewaunee. So, they did only start the playoffs, I don't know, what, about 1970? Did they have the playoffs when you were in high school? No.
That was when we still had dirt floors in our houses.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, you back when Nels Fogel saying you were in junior high when he ran the ball, right, Russ?
I know. Actually, I was a senior in high school.
Yeah, okay.
No,
you and Nels.
This season. Yeah,
with your leather helmets.
Yeah.
But, there's an opportunity to go down as the greatest football team in Kewaunee High School history. And that's, I think it's a real possibility. Well, you know, there's games, there's work to be done and games to be won, but it's possible. There are always going to be mentioned up there right now, but they have the opportunity to go ahead and just seal it up. Cause if you put that big trophy in the hall, there's really going to be no doubt then.
That's for sure. Well, we want to make sure we say congratulations to Kewaunee, Coach Matt Taylor and company. 50-0 was the final score. Let me just go ahead and give you our our advertisers again. Don't forget about, are you craving comfort food? Experience the deliciousness of Downtown Eatery and Bakery, from freshly baked delights to hearty home-style meals. We've got something for everyone. Wiffles Hybrids is proud to sponsor Boilermaker Football. Become a part of a winning team. Visit acehardware.com/careers and search Princeton. And also, thanks to everybody says, go Boilers, we are beyond the repair. Beck's South, stop in before or after the game for cold drinks, quick snacks, and Godfather's Pizza. Don't forget to take charge today. Open a checking account with Union Federal and get some of the best fraud prevention available. Visit online, myunionfederal.com, Union Federal Savings Loan Association, member FDIC. Cerno's Bar and Grill, hometown place, is the hometown place to eat before or after the Boilermakers game. Also, PM Performance Cycle in Kewaunee is the area's leading motorcycle repair and service center since 2016. Let Ken and his team fix your ride right. Don't forget about Gustafson Ford in Kewaunee, the local name you've known and trusted for over 70 years. They offer all powertrains, including gas, diesel, hybrid, and electric. They also welcome all makes and models in the service department. Choose Gustafson Ford for all of your vehicle needs. And joining us now is going to be the head coach of the Kewaunee Boilermakers, Matt Taylor. And Matt Taylor, congratulations, and wow, workmanlike.
Yeah, it was good. It was, you know, to get a 50-0, got a lot of guys played again, and everybody left the game healthy. It was very good. So
I was concerned a little bit about a couple of people who had gotten hurt in the last game, because Newman plays tough, but you seem to constantly your kids just bounce back. What I like to see was the way that you were getting people in and out of the games and not having any issues to speak of.
Yeah, it was you know, we had the coaches, you know, a couple guys we wanted to see how they looked with the some of the other players, you know, within the different position sets, and you know, so we did. Early on, we were getting a lot of guys and gals rotated in just for – because this is the last time before the playoffs, just to say, hey, do you want to confirm what you think and what you've seen in regards to the people and the players as they work together? And so – and it's good not to be stagnant either, because, you know, a person can come out for a play or two, and we just need a lot of people on the sideline ready to get in at any point in time. So – and it was great.
And that gives them the opportunity, the players that are on the sidelines, gives them the opportunity to know what it's like in the heat of battle, so to speak.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely, you know, with that atmosphere, playing with some of the, you know, some of the other people that they're maybe not playing with all the time. Yeah, and we keep their helmets on nice and tight on the sideline for the most part, and they're ready to go. And we got a lot of guys that are – they're watching as intent as – you know, the coaches are, and they're ready to step in when a guy needs a breather or maybe gets dinged up for a bit and then comes out. So, yeah, it was good, and it was very efficient. The one thing I did like, we were very happy to see that quarterback, you know, even though we're getting pressure, that quarterback had a very quick and a nice release. And, you know, where you think you might get some, you know, more sacks because you are getting that penetration – that just shows you that quarterback got rid of the ball very quick on a regular basis. And so it was good. And they had a few decent gains on some pass plays, and then we'd stiffen up and, you know, we'd do a little bit different defensive set. And, you know, they just kept after it. And it was very efficient offensively today, and it was a good test in regards to the passing for our defense, because we're going to see teams that want to throw the ball as well in the playoffs. So.
So, last week, we were thinking about this earlier in the broadcast. We said, you know, it seems like maybe, you know, Kewaunee, they had their kids come out like at halftime or like middle of the third quarter or whatever. And so, concerned a little bit about, can they do the whole game?
Right.
They've got the wind. And they got the and this game, last week, showed that was not a problem whatsoever. Your team was able to go ahead, and for 48 minutes of football, you did your thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then tonight, again, you're able to get the players out,
yep,
for rest, but everybody got to play. And you know, as well as everybody else being a coach, how important it is to get those other people in, especially the structure of football, because they paid the price of being out there giving you their time. And look what you do.
Yeah. And it's, you know, you're not always afforded that opportunity, but, you know, as you're saying, I mean, we had seven running backs run the ball tonight. You know, we had multiple receivers catch the ball. I think we had the ball was spread around pretty good. We had, I think it was six different people score a touchdown. You know, in a, as I looked at the some of the all-conference stuff that's coming up, you know, as I look at our stat, our roster and our players, and look at both defensively and offensively, it's a very well spread, if you will, peanut butter sandwich. There's a, you know, it's all at the same depth. They're all tackling a lot, you know, in the same range, if you will. There's a few standouts here and there in specific categories, but we've got a lot of quality players that are working well together, you know, both offensively and defensively.
And your coaching staff, you as their head coach and the coaching staff, are able to give them the instruction, and then these student athletes are able to follow through and take that instruction and perform to the best of their ability, and they're making it happen.
Oh, they are. They're making it happen. And I, you know, was talking earlier this week with someone, you know, they've been very resilient in regards to some of the new stuff we're doing, and they've been very flexible as even the coaches are learning their new roles, you know, as a group that's working together for the first time this year. And I can't ask, as I said previously, can't ask for a better group of guys. And they're all still interested. I know there's always kids that want to play a little bit more, and for whatever reason. But we're trying to be as I say, you know, fair, consistent, and we're trying to provide the opportunities, as you said, Russ. And when they get out there, you know, they are still engaged. You can tell because when they're the ball thrown to them, they're catching it and running it, you know. And when it's their turn to run the ball, they're hitting the right hole, you know, collectively as a group. So, yeah, I can't complain about 50-0. And, and I do want to say to Aurora Central Catholic, relatively very clean game, no issues per se, but it can always get, you know, a little bit chippy here and there once in a while. And we've talked with our players to make sure, hey, keep it clean, you know, stay classy. Remember, you've got another game next week. Do not get into anything goofy. And they obliged us as polite athletes in a program that understood that as well, and we did the same to them. So,
your team, we have it unofficially that with this fourth shutout of the year and scoring 50 points, that you have set the scoring record per game for Kewaunee. Now, Jerry Salisbury, of course, he's Mr. Stats. He has to take care of that.
Yeah.
But that's what we have unofficially.
Oh, really?
Then Brady Clark has got the scoring record for Kewaunee High School in football. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of positives to come out of this. But, the first thing that Brady Clark said to us was that it was his teammates.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's nice to see. But then you look at – he didn't score all the points this year. So your team scored the points. And you just said six guys scored touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah. What else – you know, and that's great. You know, so everybody – and that's what we said. Even with the – you know, that kind of mentality that the coaches have and that inclusiveness, if you will, is what we want to do. And we've exhibited that all summer. You know, the freshmen – up until their last game, that you know, because they're preparing for some of their winter sports and so forth. But the freshmen have been here with the varsity team for everything, and that's important because they know that these eight coaches down here aren't just going to learn their name and what they're about in 2 years when they hit the varsity trail. They're coaching at their games, they're participating summer camps, you know, and we practice together all the time. So That's what we want. We want people to feel like, hey, this is a good place to be. We want parents to realize that the coaches are teaching them things which will be other than football that they can take forward in life, you know, discipline, hard work, and so forth. And so that's kind of what it is, and that's kind of how I was raised. And this is it's a good thing, and they're having a great year. So,
and they're having a good time. Every time we interview your players, they're having a good time. Okay,
good.
Tomorrow night.
Yep.
8:00.
Yes.
Who do you think you're going to be playing? Any ideas at all?
Yeah,
I'm putting you on the spot here, Coach.
Well, you know, so I don't know what happened across the state this year or tonight, if you will, and then some games will be finished up tomorrow on Saturday. However, you know, there's a gentleman named Steve Stucci that does his projections.
Yeah.
And, you know, being back in the area, you know, after being gone for a while, I've learned that he's pretty trustworthy. And right now, you know, that's the guy with the master plan, and it sounds like we will possibly be part of the 16 bracket, which is Southerly, and that we would play someone along the lines of like a Harrisburg, a Freeburg, Effingham, a Benton, you know, stuff that's much, you know, south. And and with this win, I'm pretty confident we'll be hosting a ball game. And so we'll see on Sunday. We have the players are getting together tomorrow for a little bit of food and just to watch it. And then we'll, as soon as we know who it is, we'll pop up an online game this year just to kind of, so they can kind of start to figure out, hey, this is kind of what they do, this is what they look like, and we'll start planning and preparing. And then hopefully the details of everything will be, you know, forthcoming. As soon as we know, we'll get the players the information. So
sounds great.
We're excited, but I'm excited to be here either next Friday or Saturday and have another game, and I know the team is as well.
Congratulations on it.
Thank
great
you.
Victory and actually a record setting year for Kewaunee High School football. What are you going to do next year for an encore, Coach?
I don't know. I mean, you know, we're gonna you know, when you have some success, you know, you're always looking to replicate it. And you know, undefeated teams don't always stay undefeated, and 8-1 teams are sometimes either they improve to 9-0 or maybe they go to 7-2, and every year's new. But I think ultimately everybody is trying to, you know, as long as you are with holding expectations, actively engaged, you're still excited about what you do. You know, it's always win or lose. 8 wins, 9 wins, 7 wins, 6 wins, whatever, you still have a good, enjoyable program of which young men and women want to be involved in. And that's, you know, that's just how it goes. And they won't always like you so much. You know that.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, we want to thank you again for joining us after all the games. Hopefully we'll see you again next weekend. Hopefully we'll be here at Kewaunee High School Stadium. And 50-0.
Yep.
Tremendous workmanlike.
Good.
Victory for
your
team.
Yeah, it was good. Thank you, Russ, and thank you, Jeremy. We appreciate all the support.
Our pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us. Coach Matt Taylor of the Kewaunee Boilermakers, and want to go ahead and give him a thank you again. I appreciate it. And, Jeremy, your last thoughts before we let you go?
Just want to soak it in. Enjoy this. You know, it's a lot of hard work that this team and this coaching staff has put in, and I hope everyone appreciates it. I certainly do. It's fun to watch, and let's, you know, right now is the time to enjoy. Tomorrow night when that team gets together and sits and watches the selection show, what a great time. What a great time that'll be. And they deserve it all. So let's hope it's a good playoff run. See you here next week. And, let's hope for good weather. Who knows? It can be rainy weather. Who cares? Let's just go get another W and keep this train rolling.
It would be nice to do. 32 teams will be in each division of the IHSA playoffs. 8 classifications, and Kewaunee, we think, is going to be in 4A. If that happens, that'd be fine with us. We just love to be here for the Boiler games and enjoy it. We want to thank, again, our sponsors. We appreciate them. I want to thank also Coach Tim Atwell, the athletic director for Kewaunee, for letting us bring you these broadcasts, along with the superintendent of schools, Dr. Chris Sullins. Thank you, Dr. Sullins. And we also want to thank the folks that are our sponsors, Wiffles Hybrids, Ace Hardware Distribution Center, Tanks Auto Body, Beck South, Union Federal Savings and Loan Association, Cerno's Bar and Grill, Gustafson Ford, Performance Cycle, and the Downtown Eatery and Bakery. For Jeremy Peart by my side, this is Russ Hughes saying good night and God bless.